You're listening to Your Financial Choices on WDIY Allentown. Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics, and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. To ensure compliance with requirements imposed by the IRS, we inform you that any U.S. federal tax advice contained in this communication is not intended to or to be used for the purpose of avoiding penalties under the Internal Revenue Code or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any transaction or matter addressed herein. This show is for educational purposes only. For advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP. That's an accredited estate planner. On the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online at wdiy.org. That's wdiy.org. And you can listen to prior shows on that podcast system. So check that out. Today is July 24th, 2013. The markets were mixed. The Dow closing at 15,542, the NASDAQ at 3579, and the S&P at 1685. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Last week, we discussed estate planning and how to motivate yourself to get your act together on that. And I hope I inspired all you listeners. If you haven't done any estate planning, please jump on that. Tonight, we have guests from PPNL to discuss the company's community involvement and philanthropy and how to manage your electric usage and other topics. My guest will be Don Bernhard, PPNL's Director of Community Affairs, and Joe Meslow, Manager of Energy Efficiency and Conservation for PPL Electric Utilities, who will discuss topics ranging from summer energy conservation to electric safety. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Judy Ann is in the studio with us this evening and will answer your calls, take your information, and ask you to mute your radio so you can hear us without delay and without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. The number to call in is 610-758-8810. If you're not comfortable talking on air, just give your question to Judy Ann and she'll write it down and bring it into the studio. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. And again, tonight's topic, energy efficiency, conservation, safety, and ways PPNL is involved in community affairs. So first, my guest, we have Don Bernhard, PPNL's Director of Community Affairs. Welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you for coming in. Please tell us a little bit about yourself and your position at PPNL.
Well, I have had two almost equal careers doing community things and somewhat unusual these days, but neither of those involve leaving Allentown. Grew up in Allentown, and the first part of my professional life, I was community development director for the city of Allentown for almost 20 years. So managed a lot of things there, but particularly community and economic development things, and pretty much anything that wasn't public works or finance I managed. So a lot of cats and dogs, like a golf course and an ambulance service and a health bureau.
You certainly got to know the community, didn't you?
I did, and I got to work for a lot of different mayors. It was a rewarding thing to do, and 19 years ago I moved a few blocks up the street to work for PPL, and it's great to work for a company that has people doing the kind of things I do and really devoted to working with communities, partnering with communities to make them better places. And basically what I do for PPL is manage a staff of community relations professionals. I have seven people here in Pennsylvania who each have a geographic territory, a couple counties, where they're basically paid to be community leaders and help make good things happen in their community. And then I also manage our corporate philanthropy budget. So as long as I do that, as long as I'm in charge of giving money away, I have lots of friends.
Very good. I'm looking forward to hearing more about what PPNL is doing in the community. Appreciate you coming here. We also have Joe Meslow. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you. Joe
is the Manager of Energy Efficiency and Conservation for PPNL Electric Utilities. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your position at PPNL.
So I've been with PPL for 33 years, It's been an interesting career, a lot of diverse responsibilities. I was in marketing for a number of years when we were marketing electric heat way back in the 1980s. Did a little bit of the same kind of work that Don is doing with economic development for a period of years. And then was involved, interestingly enough, in international business development, where I had the opportunity to promote some of our services, some of our knowledge, some of our skills outside the U.S. So that was a kind of an interesting career that I never would have expected to have with an electric utility. And most recently, I've been involved with the energy efficiency programs at PPL, helping to design, develop, deploy, implement the energy efficiency programs that are required under Act 129.
That's awesome, and that's one of the reasons we have you here. Energy efficiency, we're talking about your financial choices. We're always looking at ways to save money. And in fact, I was talking in the car today. We had our company picnic today, and I was talking in the car with one of our other vice presidents. And he's younger, and he said, you know, he's trying to find ways to, when we do financial planning and we're talking to clients about saving for retirement, and when you're so young, sometimes you have all these other, you know, items in your head, paying for a house, taking care of this. What are ways that we can help save for retirement? And I said, well, saving money in different ways to save money, saving on electric usage or utilities or spending going out to eat. So this is just a piece of it. So that's how we're bringing this in. I want to set the stage for one of the other reasons why I called PPL and asked them if they could send some people to talk. And it was because the heat was so unbearable lately. And I was just imagining all of these people running their air conditioners and the power usage that must have been going on during that heat spell. And one of the things that we do in our house is we have, for example, our utilities on timers. You know, we try to watch that. Although people have told me from time to time our house is called the PPL house because we have lights on a lot. But it's because we're late night people and we stay up all the time. So anyway, I thought, you know what? I think it's time to have PPL people come on the show again and talk about energy efficiency so that we can help folks in our community make sure they're getting the services they need, whether it's in the winter or in the summer if they need to be cooled down, but also being energy efficient as well. But first, I also wanted to mention your website because there's lots of information on the website, and you guys probably wanted to give that already, but I'm going to say it's pplelectric.com, and there's lots of information there. But one of the things I was surprised to see, Don, was so much community involvement. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about that. So what kind of initiatives do you have as far as community involvement? And if you want to touch on the philanthropy piece, we can too. We have a couple minutes before our first break. So let's give us kind of the highlights, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the details of some of those initiatives.
Okay. And there are a couple pieces to it. There is a philanthropic piece to it that's significant. I mean, last year, the company, across all parts of the company, gave away about $8.5 million, most of that here in Pennsylvania. But as I already mentioned, we also have a real heritage of having people involved in our communities. Certainly my staff, who that's their job, but you know, a lot of our managers are strongly encouraged to be on nonprofit boards and help lead those boards. And one commitment that we've made to the Lehigh Valley that people don't think of a lot, but not that many years ago, PPL was the utility that served 29 counties in Pennsylvania, period. Now we're an international company, number 218 on the Fortune 500 list, but still headquartered in relatively small downtown Allentown, PA. That's very unusual. It doesn't exist anywhere else in Pennsylvania that a Fortune 500 company is headquartered in a smaller city downtown. They're in suburbs or they're in big cities. They're not in places like Allentown. So we now have 10.5 million customers, and only 1.3 million of them are here in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
But we're still headquartered in downtown Allentown. And that's people don't think about that, but that's as big as any commitment to any community that we've made just to decide to continue to be there and grow there.
That's great. That is good to hear about.
You know, if we still have a minute, some of the things we do, you know, you mentioned energy efficiency, and this ties into the philanthropic part of it, but one of the fixed pieces of our charitable contribution budget is that we always donate significant money to something called Operation Help, which helps lower income people pay their bills. But probably more significantly, there's a lot of companion programs that help them weatherize their houses. It helps them to have a smaller bill rather than, always needing help paying the bill.
Right. And I had kind of talked with you about that as well before the show, that if we could get people to be a little bit more energy efficient to begin with and find ways to save money sooner, then maybe we wouldn't be in crisis mode, over time. So, folks, we have two guests on the show this evening. We have Don Bernhard and Joe Meslow from PP&L to talk about community fairs, philanthropy endeavors, and philanthropic endeavors, I should say. And we're going to talk about energy efficiency, conservation, and things to help you with your financial choices in your utility usage. When we come back, we'll take your calls. If you have questions, 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. Any condition is accepted. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit WDIY.org.
And welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have with me this evening Don Bernhard, PP&L's Director of Community Affairs, and Joe Meslow, Manager of Energy Efficiency from PP&L and PP&L Electric Utilities. We thank them for coming in. Don was just giving us an overview, which I think is very important to mention, which is that PP&L is a number 218 on the Fortune 500 company, but continues to maintain their headquarters in Allentown. So when we talk about giving back to the community, it's not just about giving back to the community, them spending money or putting it back in charitable giving. It's also about being there for all of these families who are living here and working here in the community. And Joe, in fact, has been with PP&L for 33 years, you had said. And Don, you've been there already, you said 19 years, I think.
Yes.
So I imagine that there's a lot of us who know other people who work at PP&L. So we thank PP&L for staying in the community. And I also want to mention, this isn't a big advertisement for you guys. It just happened to be just now when I mentioned that. But on the show, I like to talk about, obviously financially related subjects, and that you are in this community and supporting this community in financial ways is needs to be recognized. So it wasn't on purpose a big advertisement for you. I just wanted to give you kudos for that. So thank you. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the other philanthropic endeavors you have. You had mentioned Operation Help. What else do we have?
Well, let me talk from a high level first, that our contributions policy has three high priority areas. Environmental things, where we tend to fund regional efforts, things like stream conservancies, heritage area programs. Education, where we focused in particular on helping to increase the quality of early childhood education, that we've tried to get more kids from distressed areas, low-income children, into not just any pre-K, but to the highest quality centers, and we're proud of that. There's a rating system in place that you know which centers are the best, and we've been able to make a real difference there. That's one good example of what we do with education. And then a community development piece, and that's basically about partnering with our communities to make them more prosperous places. That anytime we survey community leaders and ask them where should we focus our corporate good deeds, that's what comes to the top of the list. That people, I think, expect utilities in general to have a role, to be a player there. Back before deregulation, doing economic development was business development for us. If we brought, and Joe mentioned he worked on this as well, but if we brought a big industrial plant in, it was a customer for us, and we made money from that. That isn't true anymore with a deregulated system, but we still do things, not with our own staff anymore, but we work with regional. In fact, right before this, I just finished a term as chairman of the board of Lehigh Valley Economic Development Corporation, and I just came from one of their board meetings. And I'm involved with a lot of economic development groups, as is my entire staff. So it's not just a matter of providing money, but we do provide money to regional groups for them to ratchet up their level of excellence in doing a good job with economic development.
That's great. But you also go in and help businesses, and this might be Joe's area, I'm not sure, where economic development is one thing, and education and helping businesses be profitable and give back to the community as well. But also even in how they're running their business as far as energy efficiency and things like that too, right? Is that part of that element? Do you coordinate when you're doing economic development with the businesses and bringing them in? Are you also saying, here's what this community can do for you, or here's what
we do that sometimes, and that really is Joe's bailiwick, and I'll let him talk about that. But yeah, you know, a lot of times it starts with having to give very technical advice to a company on how they're even going to connect to our system and how to devise the least cost way of doing that, because larger commercial industrial customers, it's not just a matter of stringing a little line. There's a lot of choices involved. And we do have an account manager group who, you know, holds their hand, walks them through that process, gives them good technical advice, and then sometimes, you know, Joe's staff gets involved in giving them energy saving advice or ties them to programs, the rebate programs of various sorts that can both cut their energy bill and help fund some of the things that will cut their energy bill.
Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned that PP&L is an international company as well. And Joe, you had said you had started, there was a period of time where you were working internationally. Is that when this international element started with PP&L, or how did that develop? When did we go from a little utility company in Allentown to an international Fortune 500 company? Do we know that?
Well, I'll say something and Joe can wade in, but really that happened in earnest after the days that Joe was talking about. You know, we did some consulting kind of work internationally for a number of years, but more recently the companies had a strategy of getting a larger percentage of our earnings coming from regulated businesses, just because of the certainty and predictability of those earnings. And we've done that a number of ways, by buying the utilities in the state of Kentucky, for instance. But we also, initially in partnership with the Southern Company, bought just distribution utilities in England and Wales. Mm. So we have about 7 million customers in Great Britain. And they've done extremely well. They run a very efficient operation. They're always ranked the highest of all the utilities in Great Britain in terms of reliability and holding customer costs down. And it's been a good investment for PPL as well.
So is there some synergy there as far as sharing information and technologies?
Not a lot at this point. That they've been run very independently. It's a very different regulatory system there, and they've done a great job. So we've basically said to them, keep up the good work.
Yeah.
And they are not run from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Well, anyway, so that's great, though. All good news for PP&L, good news for our community. We are coming up on our next break. Folks, if you have questions this evening, you can give us a call, 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. We're talking about PP&L's involvement in the community and in helping you with your energy use and being more efficient with it, and different ways that they help in the community as well. So if you have questions, give us a call, 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. on the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And you are listening to WDIY Allentown, listener-supported community public radio. Lehigh Valley weather, current conditions, 78 degrees under cloudy skies. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 56. Thursday, partly sunny, highs around 81. And Friday, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures around 85 degrees. Folks, the time now is 6:20 p.m. Now back to your financial choices with our host, Lori Siebert.
Welcome back. Thank you, Jeff. The phone number, if you have questions this evening, are 610-758-8810. I know it sounds like we're having a conversation here in the studio, but we welcome your calls if you would have questions. We're going to be talking about energy saving tips shortly, but I want to round up a little bit of our conversation with Don Bernhard, who's the PPL's, and I always say PPL, and you all are saying PPL. So we got to say PPL. It's because I'm from Michigan.
Yeah, we paid a consultant a lot of money to advise us on losing that ampersand.
Okay, so, yeah, there we go. PPL. So now it's in yeah. On. We've heard it on radio. PPL, PPL's Director of Community Affairs. Don, you had mentioned how great it is that PPL has stayed in the community, Fortune 500 company, philanthropic endeavors. What else are you doing in the community besides the economic development that you're so involved with, and many people in your company are on boards, et cetera, staying involved, well, keeping your finger on the pulse of the community? What else?
A lot of things on the community development side, starting with, I mean, we're thrilled to have the company we're about to have in downtown Allentown with the success of the Neighborhood Improvement Zone. And thought enough of that that we bought the naming rights for what will now be PPL Center. And it was a very conscious decision to call it Center as opposed to Arena, because the driving force for us is not just that it's a sports arena. That's great. We're enthused about that. But the fact that it's Center really shows the magnitude of the community revitalization that's happening. So our name is going to be on that project that encompasses a whole city block and is a large office structure that will be occupied fully by Lehigh Valley Health Network and a 180-room hotel as well. So it's the entirety of that and everything that J.B. Riley and others are doing to bring back downtown Allentown that I know just in deals that are already signed, there's 2,000-plus employees headed into downtown Allentown.
Yay.
And that's great. We're going to be really happy.
I used to be downtown. I used to go to the little hot dog cart. That woman was so good and so fast. But Eddie, I don't know if she's still there, but it's great.
I put her there. I had to get her a special permit
and
permission from the property owner to sell hot dogs in that spot.
Great.
She did it for like 20 years.
She was great. So that's all good news. So...
And then we do some companion things. I'd particularly highlight some state tax credit programs that we use. Some on the education side, we use the Education Improvement Tax Credit program substantially, and people who want funding from that, educational entities, they know the program, and they're already in the process of being in touch with us, although it's not too late. Somebody could still get into the pile of requests, and a decision will be made in about a month. But that funds some of the pre-K high-quality classrooms that I mentioned and quite a few other education initiatives. And then we do a lot of neighborhood development things through the Neighborhood Partnership Program, where organizations like Community Action Council have gotten together and, in fact, run one here in South Bethlehem that focuses on recreation and access improvements here. And PBS and ArtsQuest got together and did another one that helped fund, their joint improvements here in South Bethlehem. And then there's still another big one that's PPL's immediate neighbor in Allentown in the neighborhood directly north of us that has funded a Main Street program on 7th Street and improvements in the residential neighborhood adjacent to it. And anybody who travels 7th Street, if you do and you haven't looked around as you zip down the street, do, because it looks a whole lot better than it did 5 years ago. It's been cleaned up, fixed up. There are no vacancies in storefronts on 7th Street.
Wow.
And in fact, I think even a waiting list to get in those commercial spaces. So that program has really worked, and we're glad that we were part of it.
So as far as that program, that was the neighborhood. program?
Neighborhood partnership program, where some neighborhood-based organization has to come up with a plan, propose it to the state, and then corporations have to make a commitment that's a minimum $50,000 a year, five-year commitment to help fund it. And then in exchange, the companies get an 80% state tax credit on the dollars that they donate. So it's a pretty darn good way to give money away.
That's great. And help the community.
Right.
So and do people contact PPL for that, or do they contact their state government for that?
No, anybody who wants us to participate in a program like that really should contact me.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. So businesses, small businesses.
Our community group who's
community
thinking
groups.
Of forming a
community
partnership,
okay.
or companies who would like in on this. We would like more companies to, you know, we'd like these to be bigger partnerships.
Okay.
So I'd be more than happy to talk to businesses as
well.
Well,
you know what I'd like to start? Just as I'm saying, I would like to start something, a community group that brings in professionals from our corporations, our companies, people who want to teach the kids and help the kids as an extra program to the schools. I don't know if there's such a thing. I just think it's a great idea. I wanted to be a teacher. I didn't get to be. I want to teach. And I just thought, you know what, with all these smart people at PPNL, smart people everywhere, we could go in and volunteer and teach them practical everyday things to learn. So, okay. Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate you being here and finding out how involved PPL is. And is all that information on your website as well?
A good deal of it is.
Or at least people to contact. So that's at pplelectric.com?
Yeah, it's actually just pplweb.com, and there's a community section on the corporate main webpage.
Okay, pplweb.com.
Right.
Folks, if you have questions this evening, you can give us a call, 610-758-8810. We're going to continue our discussion with Joe Meslow as well. We've kept Joe kind of muzzled so far, so I apologize, Joe. We want to talk about energy efficiency and conservation, and you've got lots and lots of stuff to talk about. So before we go to break, let's talk about some of the energy programs that you have at PPL that are going to encourage energy efficiency. Who are we helping? Residential, retailers? What are we doing? Can you give me some a broad brush for 2 minutes, and then we'll talk about the details when we come back?
Sure. All of the programs that we offer deal with energy efficiency. And it's energy efficiency for residential customers, for low-income customers, small businesses, large businesses, and institutional customers like governments, schools, universities, nonprofits. So in many cases, you know, we supplement or complement some of the work that Don's doing. Those programs involve both education and rebates for customers installing more energy efficient measures in their homes or businesses, like more energy efficient lighting or more energy efficient HVAC systems, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Okay. And I want to kind of piggyback on that there were lots of residential energy credits, income tax credits that were available too. And a lot of people thought those were all gone away. But we do still have some energy efficient credits available in 2013. They're smaller maybe than we had in the past. Or if you've taken those credits in the past, you may have already capped out for your lifetime tax credit on that. But I do want to kind of mention that as well, that some of the energy efficiency initiatives that and savings and rebates that Joe is talking about tonight are different than that. These are actual ways that you can get some dollars in your pocket, possibly without doing much other than calling them and telling them to come pick up your refrigerator. So we're going to talk about what that means when we come back from our break. Jeff, can we take our break now?
Ma'am.
Okay, folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk and traditional music is a crazy quilt of colors and textures. In the tradition traces its many patterns and designs. Music handed down from generation to generation. In the tradition, Wednesday evening at 7 on WDIY-FM Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.
And we are back. The phone number this evening to call in is 610-758-8810. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. We're talking with Don Bernhard, PPL's Director of Community Affairs, and Joe Meslow, Manager of Energy Efficiency and Conservation for PPL Electric Utilities. Joe, let's talk a little bit about energy efficiency. What would you like to communicate to our listeners tonight to save them money?
So we're all about saving money and saving energy. I mean, clearly, people who are more energy efficient pay less in an electric bill. So we offer rebates for customers to purchase the more energy efficient options. So as an example, if somebody is in the market for a brand new refrigerator, we encourage them to buy an Energy Star rated refrigerator, and we have a $25 rebate for customers who buy Energy Star refrigerators. There's a rebate form on our website. They submit that form along with the receipt, and a check is mailed to them within 4 to 6 weeks.
Sorry, can I interrupt for a second? Because I just bought an energy efficient washer. Do you have rebates for washers?
We do not.
Just refrigerators right now?
Right now in the appliance area, refrigerators and heat pump water heaters. So a lot of what we're trying to do is transform the marketplace. People, as an example, might be familiar with the electric resistance water heaters, and they've served customers well for a number of years, but a new technology that's out there is heat pump water heaters, which are significantly more efficient than the electric resistance water heaters. So we like to promote those energy efficient appliances so that the market transforms.
Okay.
Another example would be residential lighting with compact fluorescent lights. Wasn't too long ago, the shelf space in many of the retail stores, maybe only 2 or 3 feet was dedicated to compact fluorescent lights. And today there's a much larger footage of retail space devoted to compact fluorescent lights. We discount those compact fluorescent lights, and customers get the benefit of a lower price unit and also get the benefit of saving energy on their electric bill.
Can we touch base on that for a minute? Because we were talking a little bit about that before the show. And I don't know if people understand or recognize or would recognize that PPL is actually discounting the pricing on that at right there on the shelf. That price is discounted at the store because of PPL's efforts to bring that technology, energy efficiency usage of those lights to the customers at a lower cost. How does someone know that? How do you communicate that?
We do have signage at the point of purchase. The signage has both our Starburst logo and the ePower logo, which is the brand of all of our energy efficiency programs. In the last 4 years, we distributed almost 10 million CFLs in our service territory. Some of them were through the discounted retail channel, and some of them were through a giveaway channel at community events that we helped to participate in.
And I saw that on your website, you do send people out to community events to get word out about ePower. And
we do. It's the ePower team. The ePower team goes to community events, block parties. If there are any type of activities going on, Iron Pigs games, sometimes the ePower team sets up and provides information about our rebates, information about energy efficiency, and many times giveaways like CFLs.
And do you find that people are participating in the rebate programs, or were you expecting that there would be more participation? Like, do we need more awareness out there? You're going through all these efforts of getting word out.
Well, in the last 4 years, about 250,000 customers have participated in the rebate program. And that's not including the 10,000 or 10 million CFLs that have been distributed. So customers that have filled out a rebate form for an appliance that they recycled, a refrigerator, a new heat pump that meets our energy efficiency criteria. Those type of items, 250,000.
That is a lot. That's great. So your efforts are certainly being measured there. Let's talk about the recycle program for the refrigerators.
Sure. So many people have a second refrigerator, perhaps in a garage, perhaps in a basement, and it's underutilized. It's utilized perhaps at holidays, or maybe there's some refreshments in it for the summertime, but it's really not a fully loaded refrigerator, and typically it's an older refrigerator, which for us also translates to an inefficient refrigerator. Of the refrigerators we've recycled, the average age is about 28 years old.
Wow.
So those are old refrigerators that are out there, and they're using electricity at a far higher rate than the newer Energy Star refrigerators. Our intent is to try to get those second refrigerators off of the grid, off of the electric grid. And there's a couple benefits there. A customer may save $100 to $150 a year by giving up that refrigerator on their electric bill. In addition, if we come and pick up that refrigerator, we'll give the customer a rebate of $35. That's via check that's sent to the customer. And the refrigerator is decommissioned right at the site. The cord is cut. And then the entire refrigerator is demanufactured, and everything but about a pound of material is recycled, so it doesn't go into a landfill. So it helps the environment.
It's amazing. What an initiative that must be. And how long have you guys been doing that?
We've been doing this for the last 4 years. We've recycled 55,000 refrigerators.
Wow.
And air conditioning units, window air conditioning units.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because I don't want people thinking they can call and have their air conditioner taken away by PP&L. So let's talk about that program for a minute.
Sure. It's only cost effective for us to pick up an air conditioner, a window air conditioner, when we also pick up a refrigerator. So it's a refrigerator. If you want to recycle an air conditioner, you need to have a refrigerator to go with it.
So you really need to look in your garage to see what's sitting around and clean up and take care of things. I imagine, so you will, someone buys a new energy efficient refrigerator. They know it's energy efficient by the label that might say Energy Star.
Energy Star, yes.
At the store. They buy it. They have it delivered to their home. Then they call PPL and say, we would like the rebate. We have a fridge for you to come pick up. And then you guys arrange that. Is that how that works?
It works that way. And there are some retailers that we've been working with also.
Mm-hmm.
So that the when the customer purchases a new refrigerator, the retailer will pick up their old refrigerator and will then pick it up from the retailer.
Okay.
But send the rebate check to the customer.
Okay.
So it makes it more convenient for the customer.
So customers can contact the store that they're buying the appliance from and say, do you have the program with PP&L that you would come and pick it up or whatever?
Correct.
So, or there's more information on your website
there
as well?
Yes.
Now, the website to get information on these programs, and we're going to talk about a few more that you have, is that website pplelectric.com?
It's pplelectric.com.
Okay.
And there's segments where you can click on Save Energy.
Okay. So we talked about the appliance recycling, getting the rebate for your energy efficient refrigerator. And if you have an old one to be taken away, you can arrange with PP&L or through a retailer that works with PP&L to have that refrigerator taken back and decommissioned and recycled. That's great. And if you happen to have an air conditioner that you need to get rid of, that's the time to do that as well. And I imagine you recycle the air conditioners as well then.
Correct.
Okay, that's all good. But they're not going to pick up just your air conditioner, folks. So this is a good time to think about doing that. And anybody who's a homeowner, you know, of about 15 years, that's usually the time you have to start taking care of these appliances. And I imagine even 15 years ago, your appliances probably weren't even as energy efficient as they could be today. So before they break down, it might be the time to kind of look in the house and say, is it time to do this? Especially when we see that, you know, PPL has these programs. Now, as far as income tax, you're not going to get a credit, which I've had people ask me, can I get a credit? I bought a new energy efficient dishwasher. No, you're not going to get energy tax credits on your tax return for appliances that are energy efficient. But PPL does offer this program for refrigerators and the recycling of it, and you also are going to get more money in your cash flow simply by saving on your utilities as well. Let's talk about residential retail programs that you might have. What is that about?
So the residential retail program has three components to it. One is rebates for appliances, Energy Star refrigerators, and heat pump water heaters in retail stores. The second component is the lighting component that we've already talked about, where we're discounting CFLs, and soon we'll be discounting LEDs, light-emitting diodes, which are even more energy efficient and last longer than CFLs.
Wow.
So those, in the next few months, will be discounted on many store shelves. And the last component of residential retail is our Smart Power Strip program, where we're going to help customers by installing a smart power strip. We'll install it, we'll help the customer understand how it saves energy, and at the same time make them aware of some of our other programs where they may qualify for rebates on other appliances.
Now, is this for residential customers?
Residential
the smart
customers.
Power strip. So that's going to be rolled out soon. And are these programs that customers become aware of through, you know, information they get in their bill or through the website or through your ePower team?
All of our programs are listed on the website. The ePower team promotes all of them also whenever they're at a public event. And from time to time, we'll feature our programs in our Connect newsletter, or perhaps we'll do special advertising or direct mail campaigns.
Okay. One of the things I was really interested in hearing about was this, report? What was that called?
The Home Energy Report.
The Home Energy Report. Talk about that for a minute.
So the Home Energy Report it does not involve any rebates directly. The Home Energy Report is focused on changing people's behaviors in their home. And the contractor we use for this has done a lot of research on how do people change behavior. And one of the key elements of this Home Energy Report is the fact that we identify what your usage is in comparison to your neighbors. And neighbors doesn't necessarily mean the house next door, but neighbors is defined as similar housing stock, similar vintage homes, perhaps the same number of people in the homes. And where does your energy use compare to, let's say, 100 of your neighbors? People will typically change behavior if they see that their energy use is higher than their neighbors. They'll make adjustments to how they're using electricity. They'll turn off lights. They'll take other measures to make sure that they reduce their energy consumption. With the 100,000 customers we've done over the last 4 years, we see about a 2.5% reduction in energy use solely from the Home Energy Reports.
Wow. So they take the reports, they make changes in their own behavior, and it's reducing their energy usage and therefore their energy costs, and that also takes some pressure off the grid.
Correct.
So good things. That's great. It's interesting because one time my neighbor and I were talking, you know, kind of over the fence thing, and he couldn't believe he had a 3-bedroom house and one little child, and we had three, you know, growing children, and, you know, like I said, people called us the PPL house. And he couldn't believe that our power usage, you know, was less than his. But I said, you know, when you put things on timers, now some of our utilities were gas, you know, usage as well, but when you put, you know, lights on timers, when we had our air on timers, we were able to save quite a bit on our energy cost. Now, another someone I had known had said that they were being very efficient, they thought, in their energy use, but their bill was so high and they could never understand why their bill was so high. And then they recently had like some huge disruption. And so if you also saw that there was a real inconsistency in your power usage when you think you're being efficient versus your neighbors, could that also indicate that there might be a problem in your house?
So our website includes an energy analyzer, and our website also includes your usage online with about a 2-day delay currently. So you can see how your usage trends day by day and actually hour by hour within a day. For instance, using last week as an example when it was very hot, people who have air conditioning clearly are going to use more electricity last week under hot conditions than they will under cooler conditions. And it's interesting to watch the trend between the degree days, how hot it is outside, and also the energy consumption, which you can see on our website.
Okay, and when you go on the website to see that, it's for you personally. You enter what, your account number?
Correct. You have to have a sign-on, and you enter your data, your account number. Everything is personalized there. It'll also give you a projection as to what your bill will be next month, next billing cycle.
Okay.
So there are a number of features on that site to help customers become more knowledgeable about their energy use as quickly as possible, so they can take steps to mitigate their energy use if they think they're using too much in a given month.
Okay, that's great. Folks, if you have questions, we still have time. The phone number is 610-758-8810. Finding ways to be more energy efficient and save you money. Phone number 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
And folks, you are listening to WDIY, where definitely it's you, your source for local news and public affairs, NPR and music diversity. The time now is 6:46. Now back to our program.
And welcome back. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me Don Bernhard from PPL and Joe Meslow from PPL Electric Utilities. They are here talking about community economic development, philanthropic endeavors through PPL. Just the fact that they're here with in our community when they don't need to be big Fortune 500 company that they are. It's all great, and it's all good things giving back to the community. And we're also talking about energy efficiency and ways to save money in your energy usage, but also some of these great rebate programs that PPL has. And you can always find more information on their website, pplelectric.com. As far as their community involvement, that website is pplweb.com. So please visit those if you have, if you're maybe a community action group and you would like to see how PPL may help you in your endeavors. That's pplweb.com. And for energy efficient ideas, tips, e-power programs, rebate information, we have pplelectric.com. So, Joe, we are talking about all these different ideas that people need to pay attention to. Appliance recycling, refrigerator rebates for using energy-efficient appliances. I also want to mention a great website for energy efficiency is energystar.gov, energystar.gov. You can find information there about different tax credits that might be available for energy improvements in your home, not appliances necessarily, but they do have other information on that website about energy star appliances and different characteristics of those. So some of the programs we also were talking about that are upcoming from PPL are the Smart Power Strip, which will be forthcoming. There'll probably be more information on the website as that gets kicked off. We've talked about the Home Energy Report. Folks, that is could be a powerful tool for you. The Home Energy Report, where it talks about your utility usage compared to some comparable home and how you're measuring up, but you can also see your own usage right now, you know, from how you were using your power last week, for example, and that's their energy analyzer, and that's all available on the website pplelectric.com. So lots of information there that will help you start first with awareness, and then we start saying, now we're aware, how are we going to save money, but also help the environment as well, which is very, very important and critical. Some of the other programs you have, Joe, student and parent energy efficiency education. Let me just say one other thing, because Don was alluding to this earlier as well. Education, 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 and you guys help with getting kids involved in some of these education programs early on. What other types of programs do you have as far as energy efficiency education?
So the student parent education program has five components to it. Three of them are student related. One of them is teacher related, and one is a parent program. So we just concluded five sessions of teacher training. It's a full day training session where teachers obtain credits certified through the Pennsylvania Department of Education, and it's focused solely on teaching energy efficiency in the schools. Teachers get materials like LED, like a watt meter, and a curriculum that they can use to promote energy efficiency as part of their normal science curriculum. In addition, we have a PTA program where we promote energy efficiency at a PTA meeting. The ePower team or other trained professionals with energy efficiency backgrounds identify ways in which parents can become more energy efficient in the homes. And as part of that program, they receive an energy efficiency kit that includes CFLs, low flow shower heads, high efficiency aerators, and an LED nightlight. The school programs have three components, one for primary, one for secondary, one for intermediate students. And the curriculum that's used in the classroom has been reviewed by Pennsylvania Department of Education. It's an hour-long presentation in the classrooms, and the students who participate in those classes get a kit to take home. And the kit varies from a relatively small kit for the primary students, a CFL, an LED nightlight, all the way up to, for the secondary students, a smart power strip, the more efficient shower heads and aerators. So there's energy efficiency measures that they can install in their own homes. There's also a feedback kit or a feedback card that the parents are asked to complete and send back as to what was actually installed and what suggestions do they have for improvement.
That's great. And Don, as far as these education initiatives?
Well, it's a very nice tie-in to some of the community things that we do. We don't fund school districts directly. We only fund nonprofits, but we fund a lot of organizations that partner with school districts and also do some teacher education programs in you know, slightly different themes. For instance, a long-running, very successful one that's going on right now is we run a nuclear education program that particularly, this is of interest to the counties around our Berwick plant, that every summer for years and years now, we've done teacher training on nuclear education, and almost exactly as Joe described it, we give them curriculum materials, and it becomes part of classroom learning in their classrooms.
It's great. And, you know, it's funny because I think back to my early education and growing up in the 60s, I hate to say, but there was the big push about cigarette smoking. And, you know, I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes because in sixth grade, they crammed it down our throats. We had to look at pictures of dirty lungs. So, you know, I don't know if you guys were smokers or not, but, you know, God forbid I would smoke, the guilt I would have over, you know, what was indoctrinated into me as, you know, as an 11-year-old in sixth grade. So it's really good to start these programs early to get the awareness, the education. And again, it's about the awareness, but saving money, but also saving energy. So these are all great things. What else is going on? What other programs do you want to make people aware of? I see something called continuous energy improvement. What's that about?
So that turns out to be another program for schools. And that's a program where we try to, as companies and many organizations, we try to instill a safety ethic or a quality ethic. And continuous energy improvement is about instilling an energy efficiency ethic in schools. So the intent is to try to get an assessment of how schools are using energy today, and then work with them to develop a strategy for reducing their energy consumption. And that strategy has three components to it. One is behavior. What kind of things can you do through behavior to reduce energy consumption? A second is items like capital improvements and using more energy efficient measures. And a third is operational improvements. So just as an example, there was this one building that realized a significant energy reduction, primarily because the cleaning people, when they would go in the evening, would turn all the lights on in the school, whether they were cleaning a room or not. But then over time and through the energy efficiency information, they decided to turn off lights in a section of the building at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that reduced the energy consumption significantly.
Right, makes sense. I always debated about whether, you know, there's at work we installed motion sensors on the lights. And I thought at one point in the way past, I thought I remembered someone saying it takes more energy to turn a light on and off than if you just leave it on all day. I don't know how true that was, but these motion detectors work pretty well. I mean, there are probably hours sometimes if I'm working late that the light can be off, like in the bathroom, instead of leaving it on, which is the tendency. People tend to not turn off lights.
Yeah, motion detectors help to save energy. And the other component that helps is daylight harvesters and sensors. So that in some situations, if there's a lot of daylight coming in through the windows, the lights are dimmed and they use less energy at that point in time.
Okay, I use dimmers too. And also, I'm really weird because even though people say we have the PPL house, I have ceiling fans in every room with three lights, and typically we would run one light bulb in those lights. One light bulb, people think we're crazy, but they were always too bright for me. You know what? I'm putting you in a spot here, Joe, because I forgot I had wanted to talk about electric choice, where people can shop electricity. Can you give us information quickly about where someone can find information about shopping for their electric? Is it their electric provider? Is that the lingo we use?
Sure, electric service provider. The Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission site has a list of 60 suppliers that are currently certified in Pennsylvania to provide generation services. So the key element here is to understand what the PPL price to compare is, and that's on our website. That price is shown. It changes about every 3 months. It's currently for residential customers about 8.2 cents a kilowatt hour. And if you go on the PUC website and look through the list of suppliers, you'll see that the suppliers offer different terms and conditions and different prices. So you can shop around for the terms and conditions and the price that best meets your needs.
Okay, and that website that for the Pennsylvania Utility Commission, did we have that website? I think we did at one point. But can we link to it from PPL's website?
Yeah, that's papowerswitch.com.
Okay, PA Powers Switch. Oh, papowerswitch.com. And that has 60 companies approved to provide generation supply. And you can compare and shop, but also be aware of the terms and conditions is what you were saying, because they may have different terms and conditions. So you want to compare apples to apples when you're doing that.
Correct.
Okay. And then the price to compare that PPL provides, is that gives you a little benchmark of where you should be looking for a better price?
Correct. That's the price to compare is the price that PPL will charge you if you don't shop.
Okay, that's
so
right.
So if you do shop and you can get a price better than 8.2 cents, you're saving money.
Okay, all right. That's good information to know. I thank you guys both for being here. So the websites I want to direct people to, pplweb.com, if you're involved in community affairs, community development, and you want more information about PPL's community involvement or philanthropic endeavors, you want to check pplweb.com. For more information on energy efficiency tips, tons of information, rebates, it's pplelectric.com. And I thank you guys for being so patient with me with learning to say PPL again, because I'm from Michigan. Don, do you have any final thoughts for 10 seconds?
No, thanks for having us. We're proud of what we do for our communities and glad to talk about it.
And we thank you for being here. And Joe,
appreciate the opportunity, and I encourage customers to take advantage of the rebates that are out there to become more energy efficient.
We thank you both for being here. I really appreciate it. Listeners, thank you for being there. Next week, Rod Young will be here. I am not sure what Rod's going to talk about. I apologize. I am getting ready for my daughter's wedding. So Rod will be filling in. He will have good information on your financial choices. I want to thank Jeff for being here, Judy Ann for being here. Coming up next is Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices. Have a great week.
And you are listening to WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and HD, and on translators 93.9 Eastern Phillipsburg, 93.7 Fogelsville, Trexlertown, and on the web at WDIY.org. Lehigh Valley weather, current conditions, 78 degrees under cloudy skies. Stay tuned for In the Tradition with Tom Druckenmiller coming up next.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama turned back to the economy today, promising he will use every minute of his remaining 1,276 days in office trying to make the economy work for middle-class Americans. NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
In an hour-long speech, the president focused on how to restore the cornerstones of what it means to be middle class in America. A good job at decent wages, upward mobility, a good education, affordable health care and housing, and a secure retirement.
This moment does not require short-term thinking. It does not require having the same old stale debates. Our focus has to be on the basic economic issues that matter most to you, the people we represent.
Republicans, not surprisingly, panned the president's speech today, House Speaker John Boehner calling it an Easter egg with no candy in it. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Head of National Intelligence is warning an effort on the part of House lawmakers to rein in a National Security Agency